simple images. And again, as I'm drawing, I don't want to put too many things in it where if someone's saying, well, why is he drawing that? Does that mean anything to the cartoon? So they're pretty simple.
Whether you read the Stanton News Leader or not, you've likely seen his work. Jim McCloskey is frequently featured in Virginia newspapers. His work has also appeared in USA Today and the Wall Street Journal. But what Stanton readers might not realize is that some of the ads in their newspaper are also the work of McCloskey. That's because he wears two hats at his home paper, one in the advertising department and one as the editorial cartoonist. And at a time when full-time newspaper cartoonists nationwide number only in the dozens instead of the hundreds, McCloskey is grateful.
There used to be more and more editorial cartoonists than there are right now. And unfortunately, as newspapers have folded and as they've cut staff, they've seen to it to make cartoonists expendable, and I regret that because, you know, we're one of the very few people that do have an opinion that can actually, you know, come out, which is what newspaper cartoonists are supposed to do. They're supposed to make you think.
What the paper's executive editor, David Fritz, thought when he first came to the News Leader 13 years ago and learned of McCloskey's dual role was, huh. But he discovered the combination works.
I've also had people who are surprised about the unusual blend of Jim. And I don't know anyone else who has exactly this particular arrangement, but on the other hand, no one else has Jim. He has been able to handle that tension between the roles and very well separate them.
If Jim McCloskey is the exception, then Chris O'Brien looks a little more like the rule for today's editorial cartoonist. O'Brien, who works part-time for a library system, does cartoons on a freelance basis for the Roanoke Times and the Richmond website RVA News. He also does graphics and illustrations, all from his Richmond home. He longs for what he calls the golden age of editorial cartooning, when hundreds of newspapers had full-time cartoonists on staff, drawing on local issues like city councils, growth, and development.
Stuff that people could relate to that you couldn't get nationally. Now all you have is mostly nationally syndicated stuff, and which is fine, but you know, it doesn't have much impact, I think, or relevance the way that a local cartoonist does. But that's just the reality, the economic reality now, is that that's one of the first things to go when the bean counters come in.
But neither McCloskey nor O'Brien say they're ready to write off the future of political cartooning in the face of declining newspaper readership and circulation. To the contrary, they point out the many opportunities cartoonists have to ply their craft online, in the form of stills or, increasingly, animated cartoons. As McCloskey puts it, the editorial page, whether it's hot off the printing press or on a computer screen, is a community soapbox, and there will always be a place for it.
They're the picture equivalent of a lengthy editorial that's going to give point-counterpoint. No one's advocated getting rid of editorial writers or the editorials themselves. They're still very valuable, actually more so now more than ever.
I'm Dutchie Morelli reporting.